Storm Lake Radio Volleyball Talk with Ridgeview coach Monica Bloyer. Monica, you were in action on your home court last night taking on Maple Valley Anthon Otto. Great match, but tough losing in five games, especially when you were up two games to none.
Yeah, you know, we came out with a really strong couple of sets to begin with, kind of dominated the first one and still pretty strong in the second, and then I don't know if we were just relaxed too much or kind of assumed that we were just going to walk through the third set and kind of sat back, and they started to take control, and it just kind of went downhill from there.
Do you have a couple of stats from last night you want to share?
Yeah, one of our hitters, Afton Wolf, she's a senior outside. She's been kind of struggling the last couple of weeks with consistency, but last night really stepped it up both offensively and defensively. She had 15 kills with only a couple errors, and then she also had 8 digs, which is huge for our back row. Typically, we just get defense from, you know, our middle back or libero, and it really showed and helped that her and Harley both had 9 digs on the night, so it was a good improvement for her. You know, our serving has been really strong the last couple of weeks. Kaylee Blenner, you know, almost perfect serving, and I think she's, you know, at the top of the conference with aces. She had 3 aces last night in 23 serves. Taylor Mucky had another 4 aces to add to that. You know, we just really strong aggressive serves typically help us keep the other team out of systems.
And rewinding to Tuesday, you were in Ida Grove and swept both OABCIG and River Valley.
Yeah, that was a much better ending to the night, I guess. The girls finally picked it up all the way around defensively, offensively. We got a lot of good blocks. River Valley and OABCIG are all, like, both of those teams, you know, typically have been struggling the last couple of years, but they had a lot better showing against us, and they were fun matches to play, you know, still competitive, but we came out on top with both of them. A lot of our younger girls got in towards the end, which is always nice to get them a little playing experience too.
So you're 9-8 overall now. You lost 5 seniors from the rotation of last year's Western mm-hmm. Valley champions, so you had some reloading to do. You mentioned your serving's been strong overall. How do you feel about the progress you're making?
Well, it was difficult to try to fill in all of those gaps from last year that, you know, like, you don't get a set of 5 seniors like that are pretty dominant in the conference and in mm-hmm. the area. And just expect to, you know, ease into it, filling their roles. But a lot of the girls, you know, have a lot of seniors now, a couple of juniors that have really stepped up and done the best that they can to fill those spots. I think to start off with, they were just determined not to have to live in the shadows of the girls that left. And honestly, there's, you know, between Taylor and Afton and Kaylee, they really have filled in, and even Megan, you know, taking that Brzemeli spot, they really have done a nice job filling in and making sure that they're making a name for themselves and not having to be in their shadows anymore. I think just consistency is the one thing that we are lacking. You know, one game, Taylor will have game of her life, and then the next game, you know, we can't get anything over and in. And same thing, just being consistent all the time, going from having a fantastic game and to not doing so hot, and then just everybody being on the same page at the same time would be nice.
You've spoken of a few players on the team. Can you tell us a little bit more about some of the other members?
Yeah, let's see. We have, well, for our middles right now, we have Megan Weiss, she's senior, and Hallie Menser, a junior. And Hallie started for us last year, but this is Megan's first year starting. And both of them have been doing a great job getting a lot of block touches. You know, both have improved offensively. We're using our middles a lot more when our passing is on, which is something that we tend to not do a lot. Like, we rely on the outsides a lot, but they're really stepping up and starting to swing offensively. With those two closing a block with, you know, the right sides or the left sides, it makes it a lot easier for our back row, which right now we're kind of going back and forth between Emily Egger and Maddie Mitchell as our libero. They're both doing a nice job defensively, very quick. They read the ball well. See, Tanya Anway also gets in a lot in the back row. She helps out defensively and getting a good serve-receive pass. She's a senior. Kaylee is our setter, Kaylee Blenner. She is a fantastic hustler. She, you know, runs the court. I barely have to tell her what to do, hardly at all, because she knows the game so well, and she, you know, can read her own hitters and the block on the other side of the net. She just knows what's going on. So she's probably leading or second in the conference right now with assist. See, Harley is playing opposite of Kaylee, the other right side. Fantastic hitter. She gets in the outside sometimes, but her back row defense is amazing as well. And she, anytime that Kaylee ends up passing a ball, which is quite often, Harley can step in and set, which is nice to be able to rely on her to do that as well. And let's see, Sammy Bailey isn't a starter, but she gets on the court a lot just to fill in when the outsides, when Taylor Nafton's, when they're getting tired or if they need a break or something, she does a good job stepping in.
And next up, on Tuesday of next week, September 22nd, you'll be back at home in Shaler hosting Westwood, who, along with Lawton Bronson, unbeaten in the conference. You beat them two straight in your own tournament recently, so be a big one to get to stay in the mix.
Yeah, you know, Westwood was ranked earlier this season, so kind of we're a little intimidated at first when we ran into them at our tournament. You know, we didn't really know what to expect, like if they were going to be a lot better than they have been in the last couple of years. But then when we got into the game, we handled it well and ended up taking two sets from them. And I think this coming week, as long as we always start strong, we just need to finish strong now. Then that'll be important for this conference matchup with them.
Ridgeview Volleyball, Monica Bloyer. Thanks for the time, Monica, and best of luck as you go forward.
Okay, thanks, Ryan.